Good morning. This is the Happiness Show with Anupma. I believe happiness can be learnt. That self-doubt which just pops out of nowhere and sometimes ruins your entire day. Remember, every morning when we go to the park to jog or cycle, amidst those calming, lush green surroundings, we get to hear a variety of birds, we see a variety of pets doing their routine things or playing with their humans, moms and dads, and sometimes the golden honeybees buzzing around the freshly blooming flowers. And yes, one cannot ignore those little toddlers who are either sleeping in their prams or in the laps of their parents, who are happily going around in the park. The smile, the laughter of these toddlers, the singing of the birds and crickets makes the environment so lively and cheerful. Now you must be wondering why I am painting this picture in front of you. Have you ever reflected what such a picture wants to tell you? And when in such a surrounding you sit up and ask the same question, am I enough? Am I worth it? Then the answers are different. Rather than that nagging doubt, what comes to you, yes, it's a beautiful world and you can do what you want. You are worth everything you have ever dreamt of. So the first thing you do when you have this nagging question of, am I enough? Change your scenario. Go to a natural, pleasant place, maybe a park or a beach, and then tell yourself, I'm going to look in the mirror and tell the person I see there that I love you. Believe that you have a purpose in life. All of us have. And then go for it. Give it all you have. If you were not enough, God would not give you the dream He has given you. If you were not enough, you would not be offered this beautiful world to live in. If you were not enough, you would not be asking this question, because this question itself means that you want to be somewhere. You want to be what you are meant to be. Mostly this question comes up when you worry too much about what others think of you, because it is from there that you start doubting your own capabilities. Trust me, people are not thinking about you all the time. They are not significantly involved in your life. They are basically too busy with themselves. You are not in their thoughts all the time. So stop thinking about them. They don't mean much and they are not bothered with what you are doing or not. They may have occasionally passed a comment, but that doesn't mean that it should impact your self-esteem, your sense of how good or how enough you are. Within you, you can find all the capabilities to do whatever you want. And the easiest way to start believing that I am enough is setting small goals for every day and achieving them. It may be as simple as listening to your favorite song once a day, or writing three things you are grateful for, or visiting a friend you haven't seen for some time. A small goal which you achieve every day, and that will bring back the sense of you are enough. It is such a powerful exercise you can do in 5 minutes every day and restore your sense of being enough. Everybody ultimately achieves on their own capability, skill, confidence and effort. And so will you. Nobody achieves by others doing things for them. Everybody has to find that enough, that superpower within themselves, and it's possible. Most people don't do it because they are too busy listening to others rather than listening to their own voice, the voice of their soul and heart. So from now on, when you get up with this question in mind, just move to a park, look at this beautiful world and say loud, I am enough. That's all for today. I'm Happiness Coach Anupma, and you can reach me at makehappyfoundations@gmail.com.